You're listening to SBS News.
In the last two decades, there have been significant advancements in healthcare and medical practices. But one thing has remained the same: Australia's stillbirth rate. Since 1997, more than 2,000 babies have died each year, either before or during delivery. And a new report from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare shows stillbirth rates are still significantly higher among Indigenous people. The Institute's Michael Frost says a number of factors may be contributing to Indigenous perinatal deaths. Those are deaths in the weeks before or after birth.
Indigenous mothers are more likely to have some characteristics that we also know have higher perinatal death rates, including more likely to live in remote areas, are more likely to smoke during pregnancy, and also more likely to have young mothers.
7 months ago, a Senate Select Committee on Stillbirth Research and Education tabled a report containing 16 recommendations designed to reduce stillbirths. The federal government says it's agreed or agreed in principle to all of them and is investing $52 million in services, research and support. In a statement, it says,
"Reducing the rate of stillbirth in Australia, including providing the best possible support services for families living with the tragedy of stillbirth, is a Morrison government health and wellbeing priority. We understand the importance of this issue, not only for the women affected, but for their partners, families, and the broader community."
Health Minister Greg Hunt says the government will develop a national stillbirth action and implementation plan in collaboration with state and territory governments, aimed at reducing the rate of stillbirth in Australia by 20% over 3 years. Chief Executive of the Stillbirth Foundation Australia, Kate Lynch, welcomes the commitment.
"We're very heartened with the Minister's words that he's given that commitment to meet that target. And he's even given the additional commitment that he wants to overshoot that target, because we know with the right focus on this important public health issue, we can meet that target."
In line with the report's recommendations, the government is also seeking to improve access to publicly funded stillbirth autopsies. They aren't routinely carried out on stillborn babies, and they can cost grieving families thousands of dollars.
"In some instances, families can fully understand the science behind why their baby was born still. The information can inform research and science, but on occasion, the autopsy may not be able to bring further information."
The University of Queensland's Centre of Research Excellence in Stillbirth will receive $3 million in funding for its Safe Baby Bundle project, which aims to reduce the rate of stillbirth after 28 weeks gestation by at least 20%. Centre Director Professor Vicky Flanady has told the ABC stillbirth has been a hidden tragedy in Australia.
"Families suffer in silence. People are shocked by it and don't know how to deal with it. We need to, and we have been for some time now, trying to bring stillbirth out of the shadows so that it can be addressed as other tragedies have been addressed, such as SIDS, for instance."
Sleep safe, my baby boy.
Sleep safe upon your back.
The Senate committee report recommended the government develop and implement a national stillbirth public awareness campaign similar to the successful campaign to reduce sudden infant death syndrome. The government allocated $3 million for stillbirth education and awareness programs in its initial response in December. Each day, six babies are born still in Australia. Kate Lynch from Stillbirth Foundation Australia says there are some simple steps expectant mothers can take to improve their chances of having a healthy delivery.
"From 28 weeks of pregnancy onwards, for women to go to sleep on their side. We also have new research to show that it's very important for women, if they notice a change in the movement patterns of their baby, to immediately seek healthcare professional advice."
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.